Hi everyone, welcome to the Happy Health Chat with me, Laura Agar-Wilson from wholeheartedlyhealthy.com and the lovely Kezia Hall from supernaturallyhealthy.org. Today we're going to be giving you a bit of an update on us, a bit of an update on our health. So this is like a nice little catch-up podcast. So how are you, Kezia? What's been going on with you and the lovely Supernaturally Healthy?
Well, there's been quite a lot of things actually happening over on this side of the world. In terms of Supernaturally Healthy, I'm in the process of getting some website stuff done. I think we are both are, so
yes,
we're both getting a virtual facelift, which is exciting. So that's been going good. I've also decided to close my Flourish e-course for 2015, so that's closing on the 25th of September, so that's quite fun, and rejigging and sorting that out a bit. So in terms of business wise, been doing that. I did my first, when you have like an exhibition event stall thing, which I'd never done before because I always thought it looked a bit cheesy to do, to be honest. but I did that the weekend and it was actually really, really fun. It was at this big fitness event. And that was a good way to face your fears. I had a pop-up banner. If you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen it. I basically, those roll-up banners that my designer had designed for me. And I just basically said, go with what looks best. I trust you. Want something eye-catching, in brand, whatever. Mm. And he basically decided on a pop-up banner of just, like, my face. so that was kind of hilarious. And I was standing next to this, like, 1 meter height version of my own face. So I'd say joke now to my husband, I'm like, if I'm ever away and you miss me, just like a larger than life picture of myself. So I know the joys of getting over your fears and doing business stuff. So that's some of the business things that have been happening. I'm also about to start working on a festive feasting ebook, just like a really little short ebook, especially for the festive season, on really simple snacks that are tasty. Because I don't know about you, I often find it Christmas, the actual meals aren't particularly unhealthy.
Yeah,
it's all the
snappy stuff, isn't it, that happens in between,
the stuff you're eating while you're watching Lord of the Rings or whatever's on the telly, or whatever it is. I always watch Sound of Music. It's that stuff. It's not having turkey and whatever is not that unhealthy. So I thought it'd be fun to just make a little recipe book about that. So I'm going to be eating lots of festive food in October and getting ready for it. which my husband's loves Christmas food. So that's exciting. And so that's some business updates. And then I suppose today me and Laura were talking that we would share a little bit more about health wise, how we're doing with that, because that's always a journey. I know me and Laura never project this, but sometimes people think as health coaches that we're sort of perfect in perfect health and eat perfectly and are all sorted. And if you follow our blogs, you'll know that's not true.
No.
And you just need to look at us on Instagram to see that. And I was just saying to Laura before you start recording, I went to see my own sort of nutritional therapist a couple of weeks ago, which I've never done before. And that was really, really amazing. She's more of a vegan macrobiotic kind of specialist. So to be honest, really comes at eating and nutrition from a really different place to me. I'm definitely more of the just eat real food kind of vibe. I'm happy to eat animal products when they're sustainable and happy and all that sort of stuff. So I was a bit nervous, to be honest, in case she went all hardcore vegan on me. but it was actually really, really good, because this year I've had a couple of joint issues with my wrist and my knee, which the doctors didn't really know what it was to do with. And so I've just been, it's not really that bad, it's just a bit of a mystery. I'm only like 27, 28, and I shouldn't really be having joint issues. So, I often think, you probably find this as well, Laura, think in the job that we do, we're almost more aware of what's going on in our body.
Massively, yeah, definitely.
So I always joke, I'm like, I wouldn't notice this otherwise, but I suppose because we coach people through listening to their body and being in tune, we're like super sensitive.
Yeah. Definitely.
I was just like, and it's just I think we're both probably really wary of just any signs of inflammation in our body, and that can look like lots of different things, and it's just a sign that something needs to be sort of balanced out. So anyway, so I went to see her and it was great. And for those of you that follow my blog, you'll know that I've gone through a bit of a gut health healing journey. I did the gut and psychology syndrome diet several years ago and haven't eaten grains really that much for about 2.5 years. And so the last couple of weeks I've started to eat grains again, which has been exciting.
Yeah, but that's been really interesting then. And how have you found, how have you reacted, how's your body reacted to that? Has it been okay?
Yeah, so far so good. Like I was eating some rice, like if I was eating out or something, mm-hmm. like you know, going out for a curry or a Thai or something, then I would eat rice. Or somebody's house, it's always easy to say, yes, I can eat rice. But I wasn't eating it a lot. So I've just started to eat a lot of just like soaked brown rice. To see just how I fared with that and to get a bit more carbohydrates. And so far I felt totally fine doing it. No issues at all. Like I used to really react quite a lot to grains and gluten, mainly gluten, but often all grains can be cross-reactive with gluten, which is why people do suggest going grain-free because your body gets confused sometimes, even if there's no gluten present. But anyway, so yeah, I felt fine. I've been having brown rice porridge for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. Even tried some millet the other day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I should ask Laura for recipes because I know you did the grains.
I did the grains as main book. Yeah.
So you're like millet, millet, all the bizarre grains.
Kind of. All the bizarre amaranth and teff.
Yeah, all of that
stuff. I'm starting to list them off now.
Yeah, I know I need to find some of your recipes. So that's been really good because I was, to be honest, a bit nervous in case I would start to feel ill again or sluggish. But that's been a really interesting thing to see my body heal. And I think we just go, our bodies definitely go through different seasons. And I think I needed a season change in terms of what I was eating. So that's been really, really interesting to do, trying a few different supplements here and there to help with, I think, like vitamin D and things along those lines. But yeah, so that's probably been the big change from being a no grain to going trying some grains here and there, and so far feeling so good. And I think a lot of it, and I discovered when chatting in this appointment that I had, going through my whole health history, kind of like what we do with our clients, but we don't ever do it with ourselves. That to me was amazing, actually, and seeing all my health history condensed together, I was like, wow, holy crap, actually, that's not, that I've come so far, but there's a lot of stuff still to deal with, and a lot of, I think, still probably some adrenal fatigue stuff, so maybe that would be a topic to talk about, actually, in a podcast one day.
Oh, definitely,
Of realizing and chatting through, I think I've actually just never gotten on top of adrenal fatigue properly, which I think is quite common when you're sick and you're stressed and and it becomes normal. So that's something in the next couple of months I'm really looking to bop on the head.
Yes.
Just thought out. Just really
in a non-stressed out way though, of course.
Yeah, in a really chill way.
I'm going to tackle that stress in a really chilled out way.
I know, that's the funny thing. I'm like, okay, everything you read about adrenal fatigue is like, try and lie in for as long as you can, sleep as much as you can, do as little exercise, well, like, you know, no hardcore exercise. And I'm like, all right, so I just need to have a couple of months of just
chilling out.
Yeah, chilling out. And so, yeah, so that's been a couple of my health updates. And it's been great, actually, seeing how far I've come health-wise and gut-wise as well. Like, I used to just be in a lot of pain and actually chatting it through with this lady and chatting, you know, she's asking all about bowels and all that sort of stuff and being like, no, bowels are actually super happy for once in my life, and they have been for several years. So that was a really good thing to do. So I think I'll definitely have another session.
Brilliant. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. So it's been fun. So I've still got some mending to do, but it's exciting.
Good stuff.
Right, but what about you, Laura? How's your body post baby and all the stuff with your hormones and...
Well, kind of, let's have a think. So first of all, so I'm still breastfeeding. So Finley's just over 12 months, I'm still breastfeeding. I honestly just don't know how long I'm going to be continuing that. I think part of it's laziness because I just can't imagine, like at the moment, you know, he's fed to sleep, he's nursed to sleep all night long. You know, it's just what works for us. So, and I know that, you know, the bottom line is, you know, it is really, really good for them. So I'm kind of at the moment, I'm kind of thinking, well, let's just go with it until, you know, eat self-weans. At the same time, I'm kind of also thinking it might be worth starting to kind of encourage him to have more milk, like from a sippy cup during the day, so I can stop breastfeeding during the day. But we'll see how that goes. But the biggest shift for me is that my periods have come back. So if anyone knows my history from the blog, they'll know that basically, so before I got pregnant, I had about 3 years where I just didn't menstruate at all. So I came off the pill and I was very, very thin at the time and ended up gaining a lot of weight back. And I think I always kind of had the sneaking suspicion that I would reach a certain weight and things would start to get better. I mean, what I ended up doing was taking some fertility medication to help facilitate, you know, ovulating again, which it did. But I still think that kind of reaching a certain weight really, really helped for me. And I think, I mean, obviously there's my hormones aren't normal because I'm still breastfeeding and that's still part of the equation, but I'm still really, really chuffed to be menstruating again. And it's just a really, really good sign that my body's happy.
Yeah.
You know, it must be happy somewhere. So that's awesome, so I'm really chuffed about that. So it's just, I mean, they're not regular. I think I've only had about like three so far or something, and they're not regular, so it's just going to be seen if they regulate or if that's something that just doesn't happen until I stop breastfeeding, or we'll just have to wait and see. But that's really, really good, and I'm over the moon about that's kind of sorted itself out. And then in myself, I think things are pretty good, really. I think considering, I mean, energy is always going to be kind of a bit of an issue because I'm not getting the amount of sleep that I would really thrive on. I think I must be getting on a good night 6 or 7 hours, on a bad night three or four. So really nowhere near the kind of sleep that I would, you know, I need to thrive on. But I think it's not affecting me in the day to day. And I think, you know,
that's good.
This is temporary, you know what I mean? It's like you don't get to live these years over again with your little babies, and that's just like, let's just go with the flow and not worry about it, because the stress of it just causes so much more negativity, I think, involved in all of that. So it's just like, let's just chill out, you know, and go with the flow. And it's not, like I say, it's not horrendous. It's not where I'm at the point of thinking, oh my god, someone take this kid away from me so I can sleep. Yeah. God damn it,
I just want to sleep.
You know, I mean, it's not that hideous yet. So
you've managed the Great North Run.
I managed the Great North Run at the weekend. And I was so over the moon. I mean, in terms of my fitness, I've just written a blog, a post for the blog, which is going to go live next week, I think. So probably the same week that this podcast is going to go out. And it's about getting back into exercise after having a break. And I think, you know, like what my exercise was like before I got pregnant to what it's like now is just, I suppose, not when I was kind of, I know actually it is a real difference, because I was working out a lot more, I had a lot more time to work out, whereas now it's completely different. And I think just comparing the times, you know, the training that I did for the Great North Run, and this is the third time that I've done it, which I'm really, really proud of, that I've done 3 half marathons. I never thought I would do one, never mind bloody three. Mm-hmm. So I'm over the moon with that. So, and when you just compare my times, obviously this has been a lot slower, but I'm still, you know, I still feel like I'm in the place that I'm meant to be right now. And this is something that, you know, it's just ebbs and flows, doesn't it? Our health and things change. Yeah. And I think, I mean, this is something I say to people who are on the Femme BSU course, is that it's not, you know, you don't get to the end of like the course. And I mean, this will be the same with your Flourish course. You don't get to the end of the course and then you're done. You know, no way. It's like, if anything, you're going to want to be able to go back through that process again and to, you know, learn new things and tweak different things. And this is all part of the journey and everything. And like you're saying, you know, we aren't perfect either. And I mean, certainly over the last few days, certainly around the lead up to the run, I've just been like a sugar monster. And haven't ate particularly well, and I've really felt, you know, the results of that, which isn't great. But again, it's what's nice is that I just get gently kind of shoved back towards eating better and things like that. And I think what I've kind of said to myself is that for the next 8 weeks, I'd really like to, and the way I've described it is make me my passion project, because I don't know if you're similar, but it's like everything else, like you know, I've been really into, you know, the business and growing the business, or I've been really into getting the flat sorted out, and I'm putting all of my effort and energy and passion into those projects. And it's been a very, very long time since I've actually done that for myself.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
So I've said, right, for the next kind of 8 weeks up until the run to Christmas, you know, I'm really going to put myself, I mean, I've always been into self-care and things like that, but this is really about kind of focusing on me. And I mean, I'm quite happy with, like, my kind of size at the moment. I mean, I weighed myself for the first time in probably about 4 or 5, actually, you know, probably since February. I weighed myself yesterday, and I was actually quite surprised and happy with the result, which is really, really good. Because I thought, this is a dangerous game, you're playing Laura getting the scale right for so long. It's a very dangerous game. And I thought, no, I can handle it. You know, whatever comes out will be and I kind of got on with it. You know, this will be interesting rather than this does not define you. This is interesting. Yeah. It's information. And I was actually quite pleased with the results because it was less than what I thought it would be and around about what I was in February. So it's kind of just stayed constant, which is really good. So, and again, I don't want to, although I kind of think, oh, you know, would I kind of benefit from losing a little bit of weight perhaps? But you don't want to like shake the cart when things are going well with my hormones and things either. So I think rather than being too focused on weight loss, I think it's just about, I just want to just refocus on getting some habits down, certainly before Christmas, and just get back into my groove again.
Yeah. So what will that look like, making you your passion project?
I think for me, it's just, you know, really making sure I'm planning my meals, really making sure that I've got an exercise plan, because I feel much better when I've got a plan rather than just winging it every week, which is what I've been doing really ever since Finley was born. I've just been winging it, whereas I want a bit more of a plan. So for me, at the moment, what I think it's going to look like is probably Metafit a couple of times a week, which I do because I really enjoy it. It's a really short workout. It's hard as hell.
It is.
You feel like you're getting a good workout in, and it fits in with my life. So I'm going to do that a couple of times a week. I really want to do yoga once a week, and surprisingly enough, I can't even believe I'm saying this. Once a week.
Wow. Still.
So since we've kind of done that, I mean, James is really caught the running bug and he's really interested in running. And we've kind of said we really enjoy doing park runs, so we'd still like to do park runs. So basically, I'm thinking the odd 5K run at a weekend would be really nice. And there was another blogger, Maria, who writes a blog called Running Cupcake. It's runningcupcake.co.uk. And I'm sure she said somewhere in the comments, she says one of the things that she likes about running at this time of year is going out for a run and then coming back and having like a hot shower and a nice, you know, something nice and warm for breakfast. I'd like that. I'd like to be able to go out and have some time to myself, listen to some podcasts, do a little run, get a bit of exercise in, and then come back and just enjoy that. And I think actually that's going to fit in quite nicely. And then the thing that I'm missing that I really want to be able to do, but I'm not sure how I'm going to be able to fit it in, is some strength training. And it's basically because I'm not a member of a gym anymore, and I've only really got the equipment that I've got in the house, which is like some dumbbells and a kettlebell. So I think I'm going to try and come up with something that I can do in the house to use that. But ideally, what I'd love to be able to do, if kind of finances allow, us to get a personal trainer for one session. Because there's a personal training studio opened not far from where I live, so that would be really cool.
That would be good. To find out a couple of stuff you can do in the house. Because it does just make a real big difference, having a couple of things that you can do, even just every day, like it takes like less than a minute or whatever, to just help. Because I've noticed that the last last year, I'm really focusing more on strength training, not in a crazy kind of way, but just being like, you know, I couldn't do a push-up at all. And then I was like, well, I'd quite like to do a push-up. So now I can do like a couple, like I can actually do a real life push-up. I was like, whoa, what has happened to me? But it is, I think it does something really good for your hormones as well. Yeah. You release a different kind of hormones with more strength training stuff, which, I mean, both are beneficial exercising in general, but you just feel like, I'm strong. Yeah. I kick ass.
I mean, Metafit's quite good for like body, because it kind of mixes that. Body weight strength training, really, because a lot of the time it's doing planks and things like that. But I really would like to do that. So that's kind of the plan of action. Some of it might be done on the living room floor when Finley's having a nap. but hey, you fit it in when you can, and you do what you can. So that's kind of where I am now, really. And I just feel quite settled and happy and things like that. And it's not to say, I mean, like, you know, sometimes kind of, you know, the body confidence little demons kind of come out and stuff, and I just think, oh, I'm a health coach and I'm, you know, I should be staying. And I saw something on Facebook and it really triggered me the other day, and it was like another blogger on a blogging Facebook group that I'm part of had put like a before and after picture of her, and she was really, really thin obviously at the end, and her before picture looked more like me now. And I was just like, the kind of thing is, if I wanted to do that, I could. And I'm not saying that in a kind of boasting way, but I know what I could do to make that happen. I'm just not prepared to do it.
Yeah,
I just no, don't. I just really just don't. I just don't think being a size 10 for me, for my body, being a size 10 is worth what I would have to put in to get that out. So yeah. I'm going to stay true to myself. And I think you just, like I say, sometimes, and it's good for, I suppose, for everyone to listen to this as well. And you know, you are going to get those body confidence wobbles, but you don't have to let them consume you. And I think now what I can do is really easily brush them off. So yeah, so that's kind of how, where I am health wise and stuff. And then business wise, things have kind of, trying to think of what's been happening there. So I'm also getting a website redo, makeover, rethink. And I've seen my new logo and stuff and it looks
I'm
very excited. So that's really cool. So it's still like the strawberry with the arrow though, because I love that, but it's reimagined.
Nice.
So that's, cool. So that should be hopefully coming up soon-ish, I hope. I've seen like the wireframes kind of stuff, which is like the layout and everything. So I've seen all those. It's like the design stuff and then getting it all coded up, I think, after that. Oh, exciting. So that's kind of coming up. And then at the moment I'm trying to find, the problem I'm kind of having at the moment is trying to find time to kind of develop new stuff. But I'm managing to fit it in. So the thing that I'm focusing on, the two things I'm focusing on at the moment is an ebook. Proper full-on ebook, and then also I'm working on a pre and postnatal program with a yoga instructor who I'm working with. So those are the two things I'm really trying to focus on and get moved ahead. And also I was really excited, I was thinking of you, I bought a lighting kit.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It's like, I'm sorry, people will be like probably listening to this thinking, what the hell? You're getting excited about a lighting kit. But for any other bloggers, it's like so cool. I've got like a proper lighting kit and I was able to do, what kind of spurred it on was that I've been asked to write a couple of recipes for a magazine that's coming out, I think it's coming out in November, called Superfood Magazine.
Okay.
So I was asked to develop some recipes for that and take the photographs. And I thought, oh, I'm really going to have to step my game up here if I'm going to take some decent photographs. And the weather was like rubbish. So it was really, really dark. And as often it is in winter. And I just thought, actually, it's time I kind of invest in some lighting, so I've got some proper lights.
Amazing.
So that was cool. So that's kind of where things are at the moment. Really good stuff. Good. And then Kezia and I have got some exciting little preview for you guys who are listening to the podcast. Because we're going to be collaborating on something quite exciting next year. So I'll let you explain a bit more, Kezia.
Well, me and Laura, we meet up regularly to record this and chat, and we thought it would be really fun to combine our powers and create a really amazing weekend for you guys to come on a bit of a retreat, boot camp, fun time, with both Laura and myself. It's probably going to happen around, February-ish next year. We're still to confirm the date. And so we are really excited for that. It's going to be a completely healthy, happy, beautiful food, fun place. We've been looking at venues that are fabulous to stay in. And so we're going to be running a VIP weekend with Laura and myself. So you can sort of reboot for 2016, get some stuff sorted, get on top of health issues, create a really good relationship with food and your body. You know, both, I loved what you were just saying before, actually, Laura. You know, I'm the same. I'm not like a size 8 health coach who's like in a bikini with no wobbles. Like I have wobbles, I have love handles, and you know, I'm all right with that. But you know, it's that's a learned thing, because it is, you do see on your Facebook page all the time the before and after, and you're like, you look fine before.
Yeah. I mean something that's really kind of got me at the moment is that even, you know, the massive and the massive health bloggers and stuff who have got massive social media accounts and everything, you know, they are model beautiful, and I mean they are gorgeous, good for them, you know, the model beautiful, but the problem is we're still all we are getting, and it's still not getting any better, is that health looks like this. It doesn't Health looks different on everyone. It's not, you know, eating, and I just kind of, this is something I'm really passionate about at the moment, I think, is that, you know, it's not going to necessarily look like that for you. And I think this is where, you know, sometimes it can be hard, you know, that, you know, you're kind of eating quinoa and drinking green smoothies and like, you know, and you don't look like a model and stuff, but that's okay.
Yes.
You can look absolutely awesome just being you. And I just think that's kind of it, because there's still so much body comparison and stuff. And even for people like us who do this, you know, as a job. So yes.
Yeah.
So expect, as part of the weekend, expect lots of like positive body talk and, you know, just lots of awesomeness.
Yeah.
General awesomeness.
We're going to get you from all angles, the food you eat, the things you say about yourself, your body confidence, having fun, exercise, yoga, whatever. It's going to be really, really fun. So keep your eyes open for that. We'll have a VIP sort of registration list that you could sort of save a space on, because we're going to have be releasing more and more details with that and how you can book in and when it's going to be and all the awesome stuff. We're just finalizing the details ourselves, but it's going to be friggin' awesome. I'm quite excited.
Yes, I'm very excited. I absolutely can't wait. I think it's going to be fantastic. Really just amazing. So that's just kind of a bit of a sneaky preview for you podcast listeners, to kind of think about. So I think we'll kind of have this podcast a bit relaxed, just kind of giving some updates on where we are and I think it is again just nice to show that, you know, we're still on an ongoing journey and,
yeah,
you know, we're not perfect at all. I think what, you know, what we all want to aim for is just about doing our best and moving forward and making the changes that make us healthier and happier every day. And I think that is something that we embody, both of us.
Yeah.
Is that we can do it that way, really. So I hope you've enjoyed that. And also what we want to kind of say is, if just again, just to kind of throw it back at you guys, if there's anything that you would ever like us to talk about on the podcast, any topics you think that we haven't covered, anything that we have covered but you want to know a little bit more in depth about, just anything like that you want us to explain for you, talk to you about, anything like that, please leave us a comment on either one of our blogs if you're kind of listening to this via one of our blogs, or you can tweet us or leave a message on one of our Facebook pages. So my Twitter is Laura Agar Wilson. What's your Twitter again?
Kezia Hall Health.
I thought that's what it was, Kezia Hall. So you can tweet us if you've got any comments as well, or leave us a message on our Facebook pages. So just anything like that, please just let us know. That would be great, because we just want to make sure that this podcast is, you know, as awesome as possible and is really helping you guys and providing something that's really useful for you. So we'd love your feedback. And also just another shout out as well, if anyone would mind at all leaving a review on iTunes, that would be really good, because I think apparently that's the way that more podcasts are kind of like found, just because they get more reviews, they get higher up in the stuff. So we'd love you forever if you can leave us a little review. And I know it's a bit of a faff to do, but we'd be so, so grateful if you could. So I think that's kind of us for today.
Yeah.
But we hope you enjoy your week, whatever you're up to. And again, just kind of listen out for the next podcast. And let us know what your thoughts are for things that you'd like to hear.
Yeah, brilliant. Have an amazing week and day. Keep on looking after your body, and we'll speak to you soon.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.